Hi, everyone, and welcome to the HR Works Podcast, brought to you by HR Daily Advisor. The HR Works Podcast provides clear, relevant, and actionable information on topics that matter to you, the HR professional. When you're armed with the best practices and strategies to attract, retain, and engage top talent and deliver exceptional service to your organization, HR just works.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HR Works. I'm your host, Bianca Herron, Content Manager here at HR Daily Advisor. Today, we're discussing two hot topics that continue to pick up steam in the world of work, AI and recruitment. I'm excited to have Krishna Shetty, Global Leader of Workforce Planning for IT giant NTT Data, here with me. Krishna works to source talent for global projects requiring thousands of employees and has been at the bleeding edge of AI implementation, recruiting thousands of highly qualified tech employees. He joins us to talk about how AI can help skilled people find better, more fulfilling jobs, as well as how it can be used to assist companies to connect with the best talent in the market. Krishna, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Bianca. I'm doing great. Pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. I'm excited to have you here. So we're just going to dive right into things. Of course, the first topic off the board, how can AI be used as a fulfillment engine?
This is a question I get many times, and this is a question I ask many times to myself or my team, right? You know, I think we are just in the beginning of really understanding and using AI to improve our recruitment. You know, specifically to the question as how it can help, the number one is being able to identify the right talent, right? You know, if you look at how a traditional recruitment happens, either it's internal or external, it is more based on what an individual writes in a piece of paper. Right? And we all know through our own experiences that what we write on paper and exactly what we do at work, there is a big difference, right? I think the one area is identifying the right skill and the right aptitude of people. I think AI is already starting to make and will make a big difference, right? In being able to really go deeper past the what I would call it as the technical skills to a deeper, you know, an individual's ability to learn and the aptitude of the people to learn faster, right? So I think AI is going to help us to identify the talent. And when it comes to internally, which I think is by far where the biggest difference will happen, how do we do better in identifying people who are already in the company, you know, and help them to get better in what they know and identify those people who are learning faster and then give them new opportunity, right? I think that's where we will do. That's how AI is going to help us significantly more.
Awesome. Thank you for that. For organizations who are interested in internal hiring and for those who may not realize the value of internal hiring, can you talk about the use of machine learning to make that process easier and also the advantages of it?
Yeah, see, if I may, and yeah, this is Krishna's personal perspective, but I think it is something that I deeply believe in. Organizations will have to get better at harnessing their internal talent. I think the companies that will do better will have a competitive advantage for a simple reason. You know, we in our own lifetime have seen in the last two decades how fast technology has evolved. Right. And almost everybody who's graduated 10 years back in college, I'm not going further behind, knows by now that what they learned there is probably already, you know, redundant, right? You know, you're learning new skills. We're learning new skills all the time. The people who are best equipped to learn faster are the ones you already have, right? As long as we have the appetite to make sure that we create an ecosystem where people have access to good training platforms, you know, access to mentorships, and more importantly, when they do take a training, opportunity to go and take a new role, right? Because those employees will do, you know, they progress better because they already know your organization. Now they have a variety of skills that you can, you know, use them for. And most importantly, I represent a service industry. Intimacy with the client becomes extremely important, right? So now I already have an engineer who knows my client. If I can help that person and if she can learn, you know, more skills, they become more valuable for us, right? That's why, you know, it is important. Now, your question was, how does AI help? So one of the areas where we are using, so we recently rolled out, a couple of years back now, a year and a half back, rolled out an AI-based fulfillment platform. And specifically with the goal that it is able to go and look at our database of employees and match and tell us that, you know, here are the people, you're looking for two people with these skills. Here are the eight people you should consider because they have skills very close to what you're looking for, but you can potentially upskill them and put them. That's a great asset, right? And secondly, that tool also provides, if I'm a Krishna looking for a new opportunity, I can go to the tool and look for open opportunities which are not only direct match to what I know, but also close to what I know. So thereby I can go and say, hey, Bianca, I do not know everything I look for, but I'm interested in you, the job that you are looking for. Can I talk to you, right? And we are seeing a much improved, our feedback has been phenomenal in our survey on opportunity for new engagements within the company. So I'm excited about it.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And another example, if I may, I was giving as part of the notes with prepping for this conversation, it would be giving employees new projects faster once their project ends. So keeping that momentum going, if you will.
Yeah, of course, right? So machine learning at the end of the day is the core of AI, right? But really what it is doing is matching skills of people. So you're right. You know, I honestly think that while we have done a lot of progress, we're still beginning to really understand the impact of it. Yes, placing a consultant from one role to the other faster than ever is the direct benefit of it. But actually, we should take one step back and how do machine learning will help us to prepare them so that when they come off one, you know, either it is a project or, you know, other industries, they're finishing up a role or they're looking for a career advancement. How do we equip them so that they can go to another department, you know?
Absolutely. Can you talk a bit about the processes of that too? Because of course, machine learning AI, it's outputting so much and of course helping you streamline things, excuse me. But I'd imagine still there has to be a human touch to it as well, with someone managing it, making sure, combing through it, making sure it's everything's straight.
Yeah. So of course, so many companies do this differently, right? And of course, it's entity data, if you look at globally, we are over 190,000 employees, but we are when you are such a big company, you are you have regional, flares to what we do, right? We have different operating regions. And we modulate our recruitment and fulfillment processes based on the geographical needs that we have. But what is common though, is your point about, it is not just, I don't think, maybe a day will come in the future, but right, I still think the human touch becomes important, right? And a machine will do at this point what we are expecting it to do. So how we look at fulfillment is, we broadly classify fulfillment into three core categories, right? This is how entity does, I'm sure others do it differently. What I call it as, the three pillars of successful, fulfillment. One is demand planning. The better I know what I need to fulfill, like what kind of people do I need? And how quickly can I know? If I can know this like 3 months in advance, I have a lot more options to go look at internally before I go and hire from the market. The second, what we call it, is internal fulfillment. Our strategy is internal first, right? That's the NTT way of recruitment. We always go and look to say, is there anybody in the company who can take this job before I go to the market, right? That actually encourages people to look for candidates who may not have the direct fitment, but they are capable of learning and taking on the new one. And the third is external fulfillment. This is where recruiters come in. They go to prospective candidates. Now, the base of all this, the demand that we collect is through machine learning, is through data gathering, right? It's data analytics that we have put in place, which tells us that, right? We don't have a lot of human touch there because machines can do that. So that's an example of how you can use machines to do a good job of collecting data for you. But next, the two phases we have, we very purposefully have been using humans. For example, internal fulfillment, we have a group, we call them as fulfillment solution strategists and fulfillment solution partners who actually look at this data. The platform provides near fit candidates. They look at them and then they contact and say, hey, Bianca, you know, we think we have a potential opportunity for you, and here is how the job is going to look like. Are you interested? And if you say, I'm interested, I'm going to say, can you please go and take these three courses, because I'm going to talk to your hiring manager and put you in front of them, right? So that's where the human touch comes. They're looking at data, analyzing it, and then talking to the employees to give them an opportunity to understand what the job function is and go from there, right? And lastly, recruitment, we have a hybrid model still. Yes, we are, you know, like anybody else, interviews are remote now, they are on Zoom and others, you know, assessments are being done on machines, but we still have a model where the hiring manager and the recruiter talk, you know, to employees, prospective employees, because the trust needs to be there, right? So that's where, that's how we are going about things right now. And we're learning from that process.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I loved all of that. And you just touched on, I think, a key word, especially in the tech sector right now, with this onslaught of layoffs that we've been seeing right now. And that's the word trust. I was going to ask about not necessarily how you felt about that being in that field, but just how AI can help these skilled people find better, more fulfilling jobs. But it seems like you just talked about that.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about layoffs in tech industry, and yes, it is happening, but also the reality is that is one of the highest employed fear in the industry, right? You know, people do find employment, but I think the change is really is that, are they willing to learn new skills? And I've always found that if you're willing to acquire new skills that are relevant in the current industry, yes, it might take you a little longer to find a new skill. So, you know, because two dimensions, right? When you are already employed, probably, you know, it's easier to find a new role within the company. When you are laid off, that does happen. In fact, one of my favorite books that I, you know, reach by Epstein, he talks about people, when they are willing to acquire new skills and in very different fields, they end up finding, you know, much, you know, better career growth in their outer years. And also they are the people who most likely demonstrate better ability to problem solve, right? And when he talks about different fields, he's not talking about, you know, you're going from, you know, I'm representing technology industry, I'll take that example. He's not talking about, oh, you learned Java today, you're going to learn .NET and then you're going to learn AI. He's not talking about that. You know, you started as a hotelier, you went to retail, you went to banking, then you went to technology or vice versa. You probably are somebody who's better equipped. So I think the world today, you know, what AI is doing is it is making technology smaller, right? You know, so if you could be the best programmer on earth, probably it'll be hard for one to actually beat an AI from coding. But if you are somebody who's a good problem solver, you can use that AI to solve problems better. You're going to be more useful for companies if that's the skill that is there. So I would say embrace new opportunities, new roles, new functions, and you will do well.
Definitely. Thank you. And I love that too, that mindset and that example you gave. I think it was just perfect. If you're a problem solver, use AI to your advantage and you know, solve more problems, become better with that. Use it in partnership.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can speak from my own experience. I'm not a career HR professional. You know, I have somebody who has grown through the ranks in the company. NTD has been a great organization for me, 23 years. But I probably had, like, you know, at least 11 different jobs in the 23 years. That means I never stayed in one job for more than 2 years. And in that period, I've traversed through multiple functions, right? Now in HR, but I am the most atypical HR person. So what is that I bring to table? You know, my exposure, I believe, to different, you know, job functions, I think gives me a unique ability to understand the complexities and potentially ask those questions, right? Because I probably is the least smart person in my team, because we have a very talented workforce, but that's not about how smart Krishna is. It's about what kind of experience he brings, where I can actually harness the knowledge we have within my own organization and solve the problems, right? I think that's where opportunities will come.
Definitely, definitely. In your opinion, what do you think the recruitment practices will look like in 5 years due to the influences of AI?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I want to save this podcast and look back 5 years later and, you know, how close I was, because it's going to be hard to predict, right? You know, I was on a call with the folks from Mercer a couple of weeks back, and they had done a study, you know, on overall recruitment practices and whatnot. One of the fascinating data points they were telling me is that 80% of the organizations they have, this is North America, by the way, that they are talking to, of the companies, they all know that AI is going to be significantly differentiating in recruitment practices, but not many of actually are able to quantify exactly how, because it's that thing, you know, AI is big, different, but you don't know exactly how, because everybody's learning. And we, 5 years back, Bianca, you wouldn't even ask the question, right? You know, AI has been there since 1969. But only last couple of years, everybody's talking AI, 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 because generative AI changed people's perception. You can go and say, hey, can you tell me, can you put a travel itinerary to go visit Rome? It'll tell you, right, which you couldn't do earlier. So how it's going to look, I think in the near term, AI, in the next 2 years, I think AI will become more of a productivity tool where people will find quickly that, you know, you probably can select candidates much easier than what you do today, right? Number one. So that means you can directly go to the people that you are most likely to hire versus, you know, having to interview like, you know, 20 people to hire the two that actually you want, right? I think it'll be a productivity tool. But in 5 years down the line, I think AI will be an asset to a prospective employer where they are actually use employee where, you know, the connection between an organization that wants to hire an employee versus an employee who is looking to, you know, find an employment will shrink significantly. You already know where you want to go, what skills you have. So the conversation between a prospective employee and the employer will become about, you know, your belief system, you know, your the cause, you know, that you that is close to you, because your skill is already understood. I think AI will force us in some ways to actually have a human conversation. You know, I think that's the optimistic part of me says, I still don't believe that AI will eliminate people from having to talk to each other, but it will force us to talk about what humans are different. We have empathy, we have, you know, we have our belief systems, we have our cultural values. I think those will be the points that humans will talk and say, okay, Bianca, you and I can work together, right? Because skill is already, AI has filtered the skills out and said, Bianca, Krishna, you can hire Krishna because he knows the skills. But beyond that, what? Who is Krishna, really?
Definitely, I love that. And your last point you just hit on, it made me think of something you said earlier. You said, of course, we're all learning AI right now, but how you just ended it, but it's also your intention with it and how you want to use it. So it's all about your perception as well. We're learning. What's your intention with it? And how are you going to use it to make your workplace better, to make your employees better?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we are just learning, you know. If I could predict what AI can do 5 years from now, I would be doing something else for a living, right? But what I can predict, though, is that I need to understand it's going to be drastically changing the way we do our job. So, in fact, one of the things I personally did was when we have launched multiple AI certification programs, and first thing I did was take one of those certifications myself. I need to stay relevant, you know? I can't talk to others about AI if I do not know what AI is in the first place, right? And it was a very humbling experience, you know, some things I learned, some things you thought. And also, one great thing we're learning is that, you know, it tells you also that it takes the fear away. It's not as bad as what you think it is, right? You know, you can handle AI.
Like most things, there's a fear of it. But once you dive into it, you're like, oh, it wasn't that bad.
It's not that bad, as long as you stay close to it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in fact, you know, one of the things might sound like cliche, but what makes AI most powerful, I believe, is that it is continuously learning, right? As we speak now, if there is an AI machine learning algorithm that's listening to what you and I are talking,
yeah,
it is learning. Now, the question is, are we learning continuously? Because if you also learn, you are going to keep up. But if that is learning and we are sitting, you know, it's not AI. Anybody who's learning faster than us will, you know,
Absolutely.
So, yeah. There's one thing that I can certainly add. I see the world is such a diverse place, right? You know, we are living in an age of information overload, right? But there's one common thing what we all do. We are trying to solve problems, right? There is new solutions coming, new industries getting formed. But organizations that will actually have a very diverse way, not only diverse population of employees, right? You know, diversity is going to be, I think it's a game changer when it comes to organizations can actually evolve to a different level. But tools like AI, when used correctly, will help us to achieve that faster, right? You know, because you can quickly change the conversation. And I go back to my earlier example, most of the recruitment cycles are spent on talking about technology, the knowledge, the skill of an individual versus who the individual is. Versus really using AI to take care of that part where you can assess an individual's technical competency. But then an organization can focus about, am I really recruiting a diverse candidate pool? Am I surrounding myself with opinions that actually reflect the real world, right? Am I having more problem solvers, right, in my organization? I think that's where the advantage is. What it will require us to, you know, I don't think it is every recruiter, any person who's related in the realm of talent management will have to understand AI. I think we'll have to change the way we operate ourselves. There has to be new workflows that we'll have to implement and adapt to that. Right? I think my call out, this is to my team, I talk a lot about it. We have to be with the open mind, accept that how we do things today will not be how it'll be done tomorrow. And we need to be willing to change. That way, you know, we can use AI versus get used by AI, right?
We can use AI and not be used by AI. I love that. I love that. Thank you for that.
Sure.
What has been the best thing that you've seen come out of the HR community in the past year?
Let me think about it. What is the best thing that has come out of the HR community in the past year? Yeah, I think I've seen a better understanding of what, you know, diversity and inclusion really means, right? You know, I think in the beginning, you know, I being one of those people in leadership roles, you know, you saw, while you knew that diversity inclusion is very, very important, organizations were actually trying to force it top down versus trying to make it very organic where, you know, I think the day the world is very diverse is the day when you do not need a chief diversity officer in a company, right? Because that means everybody's, you know, that means you're already inclusive. So why do you need somebody to drive it? But we know we are way far away from that day and age. But I think I feel, when I talk to my peers, my business leaders, there is a sense that, you know, the world is trying to, is understanding, right? You know, what is a true value? How do you really, why does diverse organizations outperform the ones we are with that they are not? I see a lot of improvement in that area. I think HR world has done a much better job in orchestrating that as this is not just for the sake of doing it, but this is a business benefit or there's a business imperative. But a lot of work to do there though. I think it's just the beginning, but I see progress.
Absolutely, I agree with that wholeheartedly. What is one emerging trend that you are excited about in global HR or you would like to see come out of the global HR community in 2024?
That's a tough question because temptation would be to say that, adoption of AI and machine learning is going to be probably that. I think getting to learning more about exactly what AI, machine learning is going to be the conversation. I don't know if it is going to be a trend, but I feel like, you know, there is a lot of, maybe somebody will, the Puritans of AI will laugh at me for saying that, but I right now believe there's more noise. A lot of people talk about AI without really understanding what it is. And I think the trend will be is that there'll be a lot more realization of this is what AI can do, this is what AI cannot do. I think that'll be the the 2024 view at least, so that starting 2025, we can start using it for really what it is for than just talk about it.
I love that. It goes back to that learning that you talked about earlier. Next question here. What is something you have recently learned about yourself that you feel has made you into an even better leader?
Oh, that's a great question. My greatest privilege of life has been that I have got tremendous opportunities. I mean, a career, right? You know, while it is true that I have played many, many different roles, that all came because there are leaders who trusted, right? They bet on me, not based on the exact skill that I had, but based on, you know, what I could become. So my learning, you know, when I took this job, coming from my entire life, I was been on the business side of my organization. And here I am. I got one of those calls that you live for in your career, where I was, my CEO called and said, look, this is post-pandemic, you know, we had to recruit a lot of people. And, you know, the world was struggling. You know, we all remember the great resignation and, you know, the post-pandemic rush. And I was called to move to the recruitment side of the organization to see if I can look at things differently, right? And that's been a most humbling experience of my life, right? You know, where you come and work with, you know, a talented work, you know, team of fulfillment. I learned so much about humans, right? You know, the problems that we go through. And I realized that, you know, the value that I bring is not necessarily the knowledge that I have, but my ability to actually, you know, collect the knowledge that is collectively there and put it together to solve the problem. Because we solved a lot of problems in a very short period of time. And the more humble I get, the more open I am, I realize there's more solutions to problems. So that's been my learning, you know, get more humble and be more open to ideas.
And my last question here, what is the best piece of advice that you've received in your career and could pass along to other global HR and recruiting professionals?
I'll tell you this. This doesn't apply to HR only. I tell you this because this is what I fundamentally believe. This is what I tell my teammates. I tell my own boys who are growing up now, you know, is that be open for change. I believe that change is a catalyst for growth, either it is professionally in a career or also individually as a human being. I think the more we are open for change, the better it becomes as we, you know, live our life. So be open for change, and change is a catalyst for growth. That's the message that I can give people.
That is perfect. Thank you for that, Krishna. And thank you for your time and for being here. I truly appreciate it.
Bianca, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. You know, it's been a real privilege talking to you, and very insightful questions, and hope these are useful.
Oh, absolutely. They sure are. And to our audience, I'm sure they know that they know that as well. To our audience, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can always keep up with our latest episodes on LinkedIn and X at HR Daily Advisor. And the full Library of Works podcasts are now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Audible. We're also regularly uploading to our HR Daily Advisor YouTube channel, which includes some podcast episodes as well as new videos and other timely content. Again, I'm Bianca Heron. I hope you found at least one gem in our conversation that works for you and your organization. Take care.